This is a political declaration that hopefully today the General Assembly will approve. But it represents also the collective commitments of the entire international community to work together in new ways, in collaborative ways, to make responses to refugee and migrant movements more predictable, more equitable and right, and better resourced. Now, we have to translate what will come out of the summit today into very concrete operational issues. That's why we have 2 years to get to compacts, which will be more practical documents. But I'm confident that today will be the beginning of a very important process.
When you talk to countries and when you talk about this crisis, there is another side too, which is the security concerns of some of the countries. How do you address this when you talk to governments?
Security concerns are serious because governments have the responsibility of ensuring the security of their citizens. But it is, in my opinion, not correct to link it to refugee movements. I always say, and let me repeat it again, refugees flee from insecurity. They are people who are afraid. They flee from fear. We should not be afraid of them. We should not think that they bring insecurity, but we should create, in fact, a secure environment where they can be protected. This is different from infiltration of terrorists or other serious phenomena that, of course, governments have not only the right, but the duty to remain vigilant about.
I spoke recently to a refugee and asked him to give a message to the summit, and he felt bitter. What would you tell him and millions others around the world about this summit and what it could bring to them?
I know why they feel bitter. They feel bitter because very often their terrible situation is met with inadequate responses, with insufficient resources. Kids cannot go to school. Shelter is not appropriate. There's no jobs for them. And they're often pushed back, rejected, not accepted, excluded. So they become very bitter, and they must be thinking why the UN, the international community, once again are just talking. Now, we want to show them that it's not just talk, that from this discussion, from this agreement, from this consensus on important concepts, will come something concrete. Look, I head an organization which is very operational. We're not sitting in our desks in headquarters. The majority of our staff is out there together with our partners in the UN and NGO communities, and we work directly with people. We just want that to be supported in a more predictable manner by governments, and this is what this summit is about.